We've reached the dog days, and we've found some extra heat. It's tough to get outside. The mosquitoes are bad at the moment, a result of the overabundance of rain we had in July, which is also the reason that your tomatoes are rotting on the vine before you can harvest them. Might want to look at them if you haven't lately, just saying. So what's a walker to do? Typically at this time of year, I find wide open spaces away from where the mosquitoes tend to congregate. Although I love our forests, they tend to harbor lots of these beasties in August and trap a lot of humidity that can make a simple walk a sweaty slog. Even fields can be tough this time of year due to the fact that the grasses are as tall as they're going to be, or just about. So, if I can throw on some sunscreen and get to a beach, say before the rush begins or after the day ends, I find my peace. We have so many wonderful beaches on the South Shore, private, public, and everything in between, that there should be something to everybody's taste, whether you're a crowds or a solitude type. I also like to do the downtown stroll experience at this time of the year. Now, when the natural world turns a bit inhospitable for a few days, is the perfect time to rediscover your hometown shopping and dining district, as robust or small and mighty it may be. And don't think I don't keep an eye out for nature sightings along the way when I'm out there. If you really look overhead from time to time, you'll be surprised at what's looking down and watching us. Public garden spaces, even in the most urban settings, are hosting monarch butterflies at this very moment. Fall will be upon us soon enough. In fact, in just about a month. Things will cool down and we'll be free to roam deep into the woods and fields again, along the riverbeds and on the edges of the ponds. The mosquitoes will die back, the temps will drop, and we'll all be human once more. Till then, be safe and take what you can get. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.